I just read in the paper that a crook stole a calendar and got 12 months.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I heard the news today. Oh, boy. After a few minutes of listening to people behaving badly, I felt like I needed a Mocha Valium Cappuccino Prozac Latte to cheer me up. Bad news drives up ratings but drags down people like me. That's why Laugh Again is committed to bringing you smile-worthy stories you rarely find on the evening news. Like the story of the Canadian zoo owners who took their bear out for ice cream at Dairy Queen. Please don't do this with your bear. I think you need a permit or something. Meanwhile, in Norway, a plane load of 84 plumbers was bound for a trade event in Munich, Germany. 20 minutes into the journey, they were forced to return to Oslo on account of a plumbing issue. In the plumber's defense, the restroom had to be fixed from the outside, and for some reason, they couldn't find a plumber to go out there at 30,000 feet. In other news, chimpanzees at the Belfast Zoo used a downed tree branch to create a makeshift ladder and escape. They went ape, walking around the zoo, taking in some exhibits, then returning to their enclosure in time for a banana supper. Unfortunately, none were available for comment. Elsewhere, police at a Maryland university have been receiving complaints about a woman wandering around campus seeking a date for her son. The woman in question has been approaching young ladies, showing them a photo of her boy and asking if they'd be interested in dating him. No word from the son. He's likely hiding in a cave somewhere near the South Pole. In Northern California, a wildfire devastated the town of Paradise. Still, the local high school girls' volleyball team was determined to play their semifinal championship match, despite having no uniforms or equipment. They boarded a bus for the city of Auburn to take on their rivals, Forest Lake Christian High School, but nothing prepared them for the welcome they would receive. Waiting for them were new custom uniforms, knee pads, socks, and a whole lot of love. A $300 gift card was provided for each player, along with truckloads of supplies and clothing for their families. After the game, they were all invited to a banquet of warm food prepared by the Forest Lake families. The coach from Paradise addressed a packed gymnasium. "I've never been so overwhelmed," he said. "Your community is awesome, and we are forever grateful." Awesome is right. I love that story. It reminds me of what true believers in Jesus have done throughout the centuries. Simply loved the destitute and hungry and lonely and addicted. "They'll know you're my disciples by your love," said Jesus. Sure, we can all list faults of those who call themselves Christians and have done great harm, but the good done in the name of Jesus is astounding. The author Matthew Paris wrote, "As a confirmed atheist, I've become convinced of the enormous contribution that Christianity makes in Africa, sharply distinct from the work of government projects and international aid efforts. Christianity changes people's hearts. It brings a spiritual transformation. The rebirth is real. The change is good." That from atheist Matthew Paris. From the time of Jesus, his church, with all its imperfections, has carried on his mission. You rarely read about it on the front page, and maybe that's okay. It's a subversive movement of people whose lives have been transformed, who serve others not for brownie points, but because they've been loved by God and can't help sharing that love. Way to go, Forest Lake Christian High. And all you listeners today who get out there and bring the good news to life. Let's not forget that for every wildfire, there are 100 stories of kindness. May headlines of God's goodness be etched across our front page. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.